going, not where you're running from. What is your intention? How are you going to use your time, and what brings you joy? I mean, I'm going to say a few things, and I hope some of them will be of some value to you. That would be one of the things I would really invite you to include in your intention for your life today and your life, period. And that's, what brings me joy? And what brings me suffering? Deborah read chapter 5 the way it ought to be read, quite frankly. Because if you're new to the program and you heard it read, you heard an intelligent, emotional reading of the path that we're invited to walk here. All right? It's not just a rote message to start a meeting while you're planning your shopping for next week. Yeah, all right. All right, enough of the random. The book suggests, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous suggests that we talk a little bit about what it was like and what I was like, actually, what happened to me and what I am like now. And I'm going to not follow that. I'm going to dive into the middle of it. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. And that is what happened. Because as I explore what happened to me, the history of what I was like will emerge, and hopefully at some point I'll talk a little bit about what I am like now. My sobriety date is February 21st, 1984. I so desperately want to use the word 40, but it's not there yet. So I have to say, you know, 1984 was a very good year for me. But it wasn't my idea. My wife, who was my drinking partner, we were married when we were 25 and 26, she said, what is going on in our house is not acceptable. Now, she did it drunk, of course. I came home that Friday, February 10th, 1984, on Friday to take her and the three kids to a mountain cabin up in the Big Bear area in our area with some friends, a family who we had a good relationship with and who drank like us. And we were going to have a wonderful weekend. And I got home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and she's drunk. Now, she hadn't done that before. It disappointed the entire family before we went. She always disappointed us when we were there. And she said, I've arranged for my therapist to take me to a hospital program because we're going to stop the madness in this house. And I thought, well, it's about time. Because we all knew that she was had a problem. We didn't know the language. She had a drinking problem, we knew that. Thank you for that. For the last 10 years of her drinking, she drank every day, and every time she drank, she drank until she passed out. That's a chronic alcoholic. I didn't know it at the time, but now I do. But we knew that there was something wrong, so I would take the kids, my tradition is Catholicism, I would take the kids to Mass on Sunday. She was sleeping a hangover off, and we would pray for her, all right, to find her way. And then I would take them to the Red Onion. That's a Mexican restaurant in our area. Well, now, why didn't I take them to McDonald's? Because the Red Onion serves margaritas. And while we're talking among